great experience for you.
It's the best experience you've ever had.
Exactly. It's no, a great. No experience.
Get ready to experience the hail of Gale.
I have no idea what that means.
I feel ready for whatever the experience is.
Well, let the great experiment begin!
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here. Breaking news. I have a pair of tickets we'll be giving away today. Neil McCoy, I just got the announcement, from management, and they said, hey, because we love you, Dimitri, because we love your listeners, because Big Willie is kicking ass, we are going to be giving away a pair of Neil McCoy tickets today exclusively for you, my listeners here, Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. Neil McCoy, the Capitol Theater, October 11th, which I think is Saturday. Hold on, let me check. I should have checked this, but I'm an idiot. Yes, Saturday. I got it right. At the Capitol Theater, another Drusky Entertainment extravaganza. Neil McCoy, Saturday, Capitol Theater, main floor level. I've got a pair of tickets. That's going to be the big giveaway today. And just breaking news. I was just handed this saying, okay, you can do this. Neil McCoy, Big Willie, big success. Win. So the 15th caller is going to win these tickets. Don't call right now. Call later when we actually do the contest. But I wanted to break the news to you because I just found out about these, or else I've been promoting it like all week. But they said, no, we're going to promote it just this morning on your show for your listeners only. So if you're listening on Big Willie 105.5 or the River Talk Radio Network, 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430, or our Facebook live stream. Hi, good morning. How you doing? I told you there's nothing to see here. Then you and you alone will have a chance to win these tickets. This is not for any other show on Big Willie 105.5 or for River Talk or anything else. It's strictly for listeners of Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, because you've been doing so well, and there's so many of you, my God. So it's like, okay, let's do something special for them. Neil McCoy tickets, just for you. Just found out this morning. Okay, incredible show for you today. Dimitri Graffiti later on this morning, your chance to call in and say or do pretty much anything you want to say or do. So we've got that reserved for you as well. We've got Big Willie himself, Mr. Big Willie, who is this legendary Valley OTR truck driver who calls in from his luxurious state-of-the-art cab. It's a Freightliner Cascadia 125. He calls in and he just starts talking. It's the damnedest thing. The whole programming here for about 20 minutes from around 8:05 until around 8:20-ish, or was it 15 minutes? It seems like 20. It seems like 5 hours, actually. Is essentially Mr. Big Willie himself, who's actually a very nice guy. And he is an honest-to-God real truck driver, and he's a real honest-to-God truck, Freightliner Cascadia 125, and he's calling from his cab. He's on the road. He's driving all over the place, Zanesville and Ravenswood and Detroit and Toledo and Pittsburgh and, you know, whatever truckers do. He calls in, and half the time, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, I have no idea what he's going to say. Just whatever just has lit him up for that day, this, you know, whatever, and that's what he starts talking about. He'll start talking about politics. He'll start talking about his family life and his common-law wife and the kids and the neighbor and all the problems with the water problem with the water authority and Guernsey County and that on and on and on and on. And all I do, and I swear to you, I'm not making this up, I just sit back and I do this. That's pretty much the show on my that's pretty much it. Because he just starts talking. He doesn't shut up. We've timed this. He can talk for 15 minutes without taking a breath. We have this recorded. It's unbelievable. Anyway, so we got him again today, which is great that I mentioned. We got Neil McCoy tickets for you. A pair of Neil McCoy tickets. You're going to need this phone number. Make it one of your favorites on your iPhone or your inferior mobile phone. It's 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. That'll be the Dimitri Studio hotline, and that's for the Neil McCoy tickets. Not now. A little bit later on, also for Dimitri Graffiti, which is your chance to call in and say or do anything you want, but you do not interact with the host. Same phone number, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Oh, my God, incredible show for you today. You can see the Facebook live stream. Go to the Facebook page for Big Willie 105.5 and make sure you follow that page. You can also see Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local, the Facebook live stream. On my profile page is Dimitri with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Make sure it's the one that has more than 7,000 followers. Last time that I was told we have 7,500, then somebody said, no, 7,600. No, 7,700. And it just keeps going and going and going. Thank you all. That's probably why management said, okay, let's give away a pair of tickets to Dimitri listening audience because it's so huge. It's all because of you. Thank you very much for that. And that'll be today. Neil McCoy tickets today. And you could be the big winner. If you've won anything in the past 30 days here at the Ohio Midland News Group of stations, which includes Big Willie 105.5 and WOMP and the River Talk stations and 106.3 The River and 1490 and all, no. Sorry, you can't. We have to make sure that we give everybody a fair shot. So if you've won anything in the past 30 days, you are not eligible. Sorry about that. We had a sad trombone here. Where was it yesterday? Hold on. Nope, that's not it. That's it. Okay. That's it. So if you've won anything in the past 30 days, you cannot participate in this contest today for the Neil McCoy tickets. We spare no expense when it comes to top quality hotkeys. Hi. All right, fine. So there's that also big announcement prize package for you tomorrow as well. It's unbelievable here. And again, everybody wants to be part of this because it's just growing geometrically, the audience, geometrically and exponentially and bigly. And so great stuff for you tomorrow. All right, so let's get started here. Oh, also a big announcement regarding Zach Bryan. Zach Bryan, country music entertainer, whose career I think is now pretty much over. I don't know what this guy was thinking. I really don't. Country music star, also a Navy veteran, a guy named Zach Bryan. He released a song called Bad News, as opposed to Shaboozy's Good News, I guess. Bad News. Now, mind you, I mentioned he is a country music star. But the song Bad News is about him attacking ICE agents. ICE agents who are conducting raids to get rid of, you know, illegals. Well, this Zach Bryan has come up with some of the nastiest, foulest lyrics regarding ICE agents. This guy has got to be a hardcore leftist. I don't understand where this guy is coming from. Yeah. I know he's a Navy veteran. God bless him for his service to his country. No question. I reached out to the management. Actually, the ownership is the right term for this. Mr. Deep Pockets. I reached out to Mr. Deep Pockets yesterday saying, hey, Zach Bryan, bad news. This song targeting ICE agents. Are we going to be playing Zach Bryan songs here on Big Willie 105.5? I'll let you know what he said a little bit later on this morning. Also, story that I saw, in the Times later. Gage wrote this story about St. Clairsville City Council. And here we go again. The city of St. Clairsville. I used to live in St. Clairsville. I actually like St. Clairsville. I like it a lot. I always liked it. I don't know why. I always have. I always like Main Street. I always like the people. I've always liked St. Clairsville. My first home was in St. Clairsville on Tudor, not too far away from Kathy O, who's the way to go when it comes to real estate, Kathy Onsevich. Wellington Woods, I was on Tudor, 110 Tudor on the high side. I like St. Clairsville. I've always liked St. Clairsville. Now we live in Richland Township because of the whole Rita tax, but still, I like St. Clairsville, and I shop there and everything else there. I don't know what it is about some members of city council. I don't know what it is about the vibe that happens with St. Clairsville City Council meetings among council members and also among the participants, the people in the audience. But there's usually some weirdness going on, which is great for me. I love it because, of course, it's, you know, great material for me. Well, St. Clairsville City Council did not fail to disappoint. Once again, it came through for me. Now, I have to tell you, I've never met this Lipscomb woman. Her name is Christy Lipscomb. I don't think she's any relation to John Big Daddy Lipscomb, who was a great stealer a few years ago. But apparently there's an ugly, not apparently, I mean, according to the news story, there clearly is an ugly incident regarding the mayor, Catherine Tallman, who I like very much. I've had her on several times with Sammy. She loves Sammy is her calling. Very nice dog, very well behaved. Anytime he comes in here, he has never once disgraced himself in our studio or even in the lobby, which we appreciate more than you will ever know. In any event, so I like Catherine. I like her. I like her a lot, actually. And not at first. At first, it was, you know, I was supporting Bill Brooks a million years ago when they were running for mayor, and Brooks had done a really good job. I got to tell you, he was perfect to stop that insane levy with the St. Clairsville City Richland Township School District. Bill Brooks would give him an A-plus for that. And so I thought, okay, he'd make a good mayor. And he was running against Catherine Tallman, and there was another candidate who now I've forgotten. Forgive me, but in any event. And I supported Bill Brooks. So Catherine and I did not get off on a really good foot at the beginning. Really didn't. But I must tell you, I've come to really like her. I really do. I really like her. Bill Brooks is Bill Brooks, and now he's struggling. I don't know what's going on in that household. I have more pity and empathy for him than you could ever imagine. I actually do wish him and everybody else in that household the best. I can't even imagine what's going on behind those doors. But I do wish him the best. I really do. But now Catherine Tallman is, and I used to call her Thalman because it's T-H-A-L-M-A-N. She never corrected me. She never corrected me. I was always going Thalman. No, it's Tallman. Tallman, like tall man. So Catherine, who I like very much, is the mayor, has done a good job. She loves St. Clairsville. She loves St. Clairsville. She loves Sammy. She likes me. And so at this meeting, and by the way, there's a great picture. Normally, I would suggest, I would never suggest buying the newspaper or going online because the newspapers in the valley here, it's just a joke. However, fair is fair. When they do a good job, I absolutely will give them credit. If they write a good editorial, which is very rare, but I will give them credit. I really will. The picture that I guess Gage took of Tallman, Catherine Tallman, the mayor, is wonderful. She's got this this look. Oh, God. I'm going to show our Facebook friends. I don't know if it's going to come across that well. It's black and white. We don't want to spend too much money on color copies here at the radio station so it's black and white. But this look, and you can go online and see it for yourself, and I'm not actually going to be doing it justice, but it's still pretty good. Man, she's got this look like you, bitch. Oh, man. I'm not a mind reader. But my guess is I can figure out what she's thinking looking at Lipscomb with that one picture. You. In any event, so we're going to be talking about that. In fact, I'm talking about that next. Also, this Jay Jones, this another Democrat, he is running for Attorney General for the Commonwealth of Virginia. And this guy, and I mentioned some of this, I mentioned this yesterday, and I'm going to do a deeper dive into this thing today. He is another hardcore leftist who had posted on social media that he wants to kill Republicans and their children. I am not making this up. And this guy is running for Attorney General, the Commonwealth of Virginia. Commonwealth is like a state, except it's different. I think. In any event, it's the Commonwealth of Virginia. And I can't name one Democrat who has told him he's got to pull out of the race. I mean, this man is saying he wants to kill Republicans and their children. I am not exaggerating. I can't name one Democrat who said, this guy's got to pull out of the race. It's unbelievable. He want to kill us.